Good morning. A Tuesday morning, that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Well, we're trying to get through this coronavirus, and it's not easy. The president of the United States, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of course, meeting today at the Oval Office to discuss the pandemic. And let's talk about this issue that's cropped up, certainly in the story in your paper today, that has to do with federal stimulus benefits and workers declining to return to work because those benefits are better than the ones they have.
Yeah, Brendan Lyons dug this one out. It's a good one. Potentially thousands of workers who are laid off from small businesses due to the coronavirus pandemic are declining to return to work because of the combined benefits of the federal stimulus money. And New York's unemployment system is paying them more than what they made in their jobs. Fallout is hindering the ability of small business owners to meet the conditions attached to the federal payment protection plan loans, which may be forgiven if the money is used to maintain employee payrolls. The businesses could be forced to repay it with interest if they don't use the money on employee payrolls. Kevin Louiebrand, an Albany attorney, represents some small businesses. He told Brendan that there's no incentives for employees to want to be returned to the payroll. And because of that, employers aren't going to be able to spend down the PPP money, which for them is frightening.
Certainly is. We'll continue to follow that story. And you have this other story, which has to do with the testing.
Yeah, what a difference a day makes. On Sunday, word started spreading, and these things have never been announced because New York State wants to get sort of an unvarnished look at who may have antibodies for coronavirus they never knew they had. So on Sunday, they set up testing sites at supermarkets in this area and elsewhere, and they ended up jammed with people when the word got around. Nobody was social distancing. Shoppers who were going into supermarkets were forced to crowd past all these rows of people wanting to know if they had the virus. Anyway, day two went a lot smoother yesterday, and Bethany Bump, who's covered this, she went to a test site yesterday on Central Avenue at the Price Chopper in Albany and interviewed a woman named Robin Batista, who'd gotten a text message yesterday that they were doing the antibody testing. So she raced over there. She works in the medical profession and battled a respiratory illness weeks before the coronavirus hit New York. She's kind of had nagging coughs and stuff since, and she wanted to know if she'd had the coronavirus before anybody was aware that it was widespread in the states. The state is trying to collect about 3,000 blood samples from customers at the stores in the hopes that they'll be able to analyze that to see how widespread the virus actually is. It's all info they want to use as they plot the decision to reopen New York State.
His name is Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
You too, Dave. Be well.